Colombia's president, Andrés Pastrana, meets for a second day with rebel leader Manuel Marulanda in an effort to revive their two-year-old peace process. Pastrana ventured into rebel territory yesterday with relatively light security to talk with Marulanda, who runs Colombia's largest guerrilla army, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Both sides described yesterday's talks as productive. NPR's Martin Casti is in Colombia's capital, Bogota. What precisely does Pastrana want from these 2 days of talks?
Well, Bob, really what Pastrana needs here is to find a way to save the peace process itself. That process has been stalled, as you say, for the past 2 years. And what Pastrana is trying to achieve with this face-to-face meeting with Marulanda that he himself proposed is sort of a last-ditch attempt to rely on some of the personal chemistry that the two men say they have to try to find a way to get the negotiations back on track and to start negotiating about serious subjects once again. What they're trying to do is sort of rewrite the timetable for these peace talks. Specifically, Pastrana needs to come out of the meeting with some kind of concession from the FARC that he can use to show that that the FARC is serious about these negotiations. Specifically, Pastrana, I think, would like to see a prisoner exchange of some sort. The FARC right now are holding about 500 police and military personnel in sort of barbed wire camps deep in the middle of the jungle. And so Pastrana would deeply love to come out of this deal with some sort of timetable to release those people. Of course, the long-term deal here is a ceasefire, but most Colombians don't believe that that's going to come out of this meeting. But you know, there might be the possibility of a timetable for like a target date for a ceasefire.
And the rebels, what do they want?
Well, the rebels are mainly concerned right now about the right-wing paramilitaries in this country who have been making significant advances in the last few months. They've gained some of the ground that the rebels have controlled, especially in some of the poorer sections of the cities, some of the slum areas, definitely in the rural areas. They've also killed quite a few people, hundreds of people in the last few months, people that the paramilitary suspect to be FARC sympathizers or left-wing organizers, union people, that sort of thing. So the FARC want the government to do more to control, you know, what are essentially outlaw groups on the right. The FARC suspect, with some evidence, that the army units often collaborate with these groups, and the FARC want a commitment that that's going to stop, and that the government will do more. The government, I should add, says, you know, points statistics showing that they have become more serious about the paramilitaries, but I think the FARC want more.
Isn't it risky for Pastrana to travel to the heart of rebel-held territory with only limited security?
Well, the general conventional wisdom here is that it probably isn't that risky, just because Pastrana is, in many ways, the best possible president of Colombia the FARC could wish for. He's a man who actually wants to negotiate with him. He was elected in 98 based on his desire to get some sort of peace deal. It's hard to see what they could gain by somehow making his life complicated while he's in their territory there. At the same time, though, it's really hard to see. It's really a striking spectacle for Colombians to watch their president sort of walking through, you know, rebel-held territory, being, you know, guarded by rebels, basically their guest. And you know, it's especially when you consider the fact that you know, Colombian government troops and police are at this very moment, you know, battling it out to the death with FARC in other parts of the country.
NPR's Martin Casti in Bogota, Colombia.